Here is the news for today, Thursday, March 5th, 2015. Florida leads the nation in fraud and ID theft. Florida remained the hotspot for fraud and identity theft in 2014, burdened by the highest per-person rate of consumer complaints in the nation. Among metro areas, South Florida topped the list for ID theft complaints for the fifth year in a row, according to figures released by the FTC. But complaints from the region have dwindled from prior years, a sign that an intense federal and local crackdown has had an impact. Florida, long known for flim-flam, bogus swamp sales, and Medicare fraud, was home to seven of the top 20 metro areas for consumer fraud complaints last year. The state is the third most populous with 19.9 million, but has the highest fraud rate by far. Among metro areas, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach had 18,428 ID theft complaints, the nation's highest rate of 316 per 100,000. A new study is out from Javelin Strategy and Research, and it was released today. There's a new report that was released today revealing that 2014 was a mixed year in the fight against identity fraud, with some advances and some setbacks. The study found that fraudsters stole $16 billion from 12.7 million U.S. consumers last year. With a new identity fraud victim every 2 seconds, there is still significant risk to consumers, particularly students. Encouragingly, new account fraud, when someone opens an account in your name that you are not aware of, hit a record low in 2014. But it continues to be one of the most damaging types of fraud. Data breaches were a big headline in 2014, and they had a significant impact on identity fraud. The study found that two-thirds of identity fraud victims in 2014 had previously received a data breach notification in the same year, with many indicating their wariness about shopping at merchants, including big box retailers. It's nearly impossible for you to sue your credit card company. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expected to issue a major report next week on what consumer advocates say is one of the leading but most misunderstood ways that companies limit a customer's rights, people familiar with the matter said. The practice is called mandatory arbitration, which bars consumers from filing class action lawsuits or taking other steps to seek relief after they feel a company has wronged them. Such arbitration clauses are often found in the fine print of credit cards, payday loans, and auto loans. Consumers instead are steered into arbitration, which critics say is a secretive process that is often stacked in the company's favor and leads to little benefit for consumers. The unfairness here is incredibly widespread, said David Seligman, staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. Most people aren't aware these agreements exist until after they feel they've been wronged and attempt to sue a company or seek some other form of retribution, the advocates say. Many consumers then learn that they are unwittingly agreed to mandatory arbitration when they initially signed up for the credit card or loan. Financial firms argue that by limiting litigation, companies pay less in legal fees and, in turn, can lower costs for all consumers.
Bullshit! Bullshit!
New data from Experian found that auto loans with terms of 6 or more years surged in the fourth quarter. In fact, more than 25% of all new vehicle loans have terms of 73 to 84 months, with 12 to 14% of auto loans now stretching out over 7 years. Auto buyers are stretching out loan terms in an effort to keep their monthly payments as low as possible. In the fourth quarter of last year, the average monthly payment for a new vehicle auto loan was a record high, $482, according to Experian. That's due in part to the growth in the total amount of money being borrowed for new vehicles. Experian said buyers are repaying $28,381, an increase of almost $1,000 compared to the last quarter of 2013. On Monday, I reported that the U.S. Department of Education dropped 5 student loan debt collectors. What wasn't in that report are the names of the companies. Here they are, the 5 debt collectors: Coast Professional, Enterprise Recovery Systems, National Recoveries, West Asset Management, and Pioneer Credit Recovery were terminated by the department for misleading borrowers about their options to get out of default, resulting in benefits to the collector's credit reports and collection fees, according to the U.S. Department of Education. New technology about to be deployed by credit card companies would require U.S. consumers to carry a new kind of card and retailers across the nation to upgrade paid terminals. Despite a price tag of $8.65 billion, the shift will address only a narrow range of security issues. Credit card companies have set an October deadline for the switch to chip-enabled cards, which comes with embedded computer chips that make them far more difficult to clone. Counterfeit cards, however, account for about 37% of credit card fraud, and the new technology will be nearly as vulnerable to other kinds of hacking and cyber attack as current swipe card systems, security experts say. U.S. banks and card companies will not issue personal identification numbers with the new credit cards, an additional security measure that would render stolen or lost cards virtually useless when making in-person purchases at a retail outlet. Instead, they will stick with the present system of requiring signatures. In the year 2011, I reported on this issue regarding Europe has had the chip and PIN system for a long time. What was critical with them, along with the chip and PIN system, was that they had personal identification numbers or PINs that would be required for any purchases. In the United States, that doesn't look like it's happening. Andre Williams, president of Global Merchant Services at American Express, cited cost and complexity as reasons for not issuing PIN numbers, which would require a much larger investment by card issuers. It is the PIN management system that takes the effort, Williams said, in part because of the additional customer support it requires.
Bullshit!
Again, in my humble opinion, what they are doing is not enough. They're trying to get by as cheaply as possible. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.